Hey everyone, this is Gary K. Welcome to another pre-Infocom edition of my Rants and Rave video cast. We're lucky to be joined with two executives from Sharp Business USA, Jennifer Che, who's the Senior Vice President of Display Marketing and Product Management, and Keith Yankee, who's the Vice President of Product and Solutions Marketing at Sharp Business. Jennifer, I think anyone who's watched me interview you over the years sees an obvious change in just me saying Sharp Business. So I know you're going to go to Infocom. And you're, by the way, you'll be in the West Hall in booth 1201 as just Sharp Business.
Yeah, exactly. So we're excited to be at Infocom again this year. It's been many, many years since both Sharp as well as NEC has exhibited at this show. Our customers, this year we're going to be exhibiting as Sharp. So it's a key change from where we were last year. But it's a continued progression of the transition with the joint venture that it was announced. It's funny, it doesn't feel like it, but 4 years ago in March of 2020. So we will be exhibiting as Sharp. We are going to continue and are continuing to sell and support both the NEC as well as Sharp branded display products. And our customers will be able to see a plethora of products on display in our booth under both brands. But as the product transitions to Sharp over the course of the next year, year and a half, you know, we want to make sure our customers, our partners understand that transition, understand where we're headed. And then, you know, if we think about our messaging at the show, we're continuing to reinforce our dedication to quality, reliability, sustainability as the market leading display manufacturer with the widest portfolio in the industry. So we've talked about that for several years now. And that continues to resonate with our customers as well as with our partner community, which is so important to us.
Yeah, and I would agree. Keith, I think ultimately people really don't care what brand name is on something. A lot of times when you're talking about quality, and I know that, you know, that's been a big mantra, as well as sort of like your eco awareness. You've also continued that theme, which Jennifer alluded to. When I come into your booth again, West Hall in 1201, you know, what are going to be your, you know, I know LED's got to be a big part of that, right?
Yeah, for sure, Gary. I mean, LED is a big part, a larger part every year from the Sharp side. You know, of course, you know, we've got a full range of display technologies, right? So whether it's desktop, projectors, large format displays, and LED, in addition to, you know, the recently launched e-paper. So we've got full display technology solutions, but definitely the LED is front and foremost in the Sharp booth in a few different configurations, as well as we've got a couple of our partners in the show that will also be utilizing our LED solutions. But when you know, show attendees first come into the Sharp booth, what they'll see is a 90 degree, you know, custom configuration of our FC series, 1.2 millimeter pitch in a 10 module tall by 6 module wide, three modules on each side in that 90 degree. So a very nice large image size that we'll be able to do some creative content on that particular LED wall.
That'll be impressive.
Yes.
You know, it's, you know, I know that, first off, another thing I should mention is we're going to actually do Rave TV from the Sharp Business booth. I'm excited about that. We'll be broadcasting live from there. We'll highlight all these. We'll go around and actually shoot not only videos, we'll do a booth tour and everything of the Sharp Business booth. And you know how I like doing those, Keith. So I'm curious. So LED is a big part of it. And it's interesting, you know, there are only a couple of companies that actually make every kind of display technology, Jennifer. And you're one of those two companies. You have every kind of display. How do you decide, like, I'm going to come back to you, Keith, in just a second. How do you decide what to focus on? I mean, obviously LED's got a lot of exposure, but you also have the exposure of e-paper. I mean, that's an exciting kind of up and coming technology. When you're talking about marketing this stuff, how do you decide what to start with where in a show like Infocom when you have so many different kinds of attendees?
Yeah, you know, and I think, you know, again, you know, it's what are the key areas, what's new, what's innovative, where is the market going, where do we think our customers might be interested in kind of pursuing new technology. Clearly, sustainability, has been very important to the European market, but is of growing interest and of growing concern in the US as well, right? And so Sharp continues to offer innovative, sustainable products that are better for the environment, right? Whether it's an e-paper solution that draws less power consumption, our LED i3 series, which will be on exhibit as well, as well as, you know, other technology as, you know, in our booth. One of the key things that we will be announcing this year, you know, last year we did introduce the first Sharp branded significant co-developed product with the Sharp MultiSync ME2 series.
Yeah.
This year we're introducing our first Sharp branded projectors under the Sharp NEC joint venture. So we'll be announcing a sneak peek, the introduction of new laser-based 6,000 and 7,000 lumen products that are 4K UHD resolution using DLP technology. So we're really excited about this next transition and this progress. So across the portfolio, whether it's e-paper, whether it's LED, whether it's our core business of large format displays, you know, we continue to innovate and prioritize our customers as well as, you know, sustainable products.
And Keith, having 4K resolution projectors is not new for NEC, even though it might seem new to the to our segment of the market, because you're one of the companies that's been providing them to the digital cinema market historically. So you obviously have experience with 4K projectors. Where do you what will we see in your booth, by the way? How will you display those, and where do you see the future of that? And where's the kind of the sweet spot for 4K as far as applications go?
Yeah, great questions. I mean, obviously 4K is pretty much a standard in a number of other display categories, right? Of course, in digital cinema, it's been the standard for a number of years with this latest generation of cinema products. But even as we look at like large format displays, the standard really is 4K. So it only makes sense now with projectors to move into that category for certain applications and in certain environments. Obviously, larger screen sizes will be able to take advantage of that 4K resolution. Certain customers are looking for that higher resolution. You know, when we think about, you know, whether it's higher education, corporate, customers that again are looking at, you know, command and control. I know a lot of that has moved over to LED, but even that could utilize that higher resolution. So again, those applications, those customers looking for the highest resolution out there from a single display, that's where now business projectors can start to provide a better solution into those applications. So as Jen mentioned a little bit earlier, we will be officially launching that P series. So, you know, in that 6,000 and 7,000 lumen category, but then we'll also be showing future product in the booth this year that is looking at that, you know, 13,000, 15,000, 16,000 lumen space in 4K resolution as well. So providing customers, again, a range of solutions depending on their application and their needs and even their price point.
Yeah, I just want to remind people you're going to be in the West Hall in booth 1201. Keith, so what about flat panel displays? I mean, there's still a huge market, obviously, in signage and others. Even in presentation, collaboration rooms for flat panel products, what can we expect in that category?
Yeah, so you'll see pretty much a variety of both our collaboration and standard large format displays within the booth, representing each of the different series within each of those categories of collaboration and just standard LFD. Specifically around, we'll be showcasing our latest generation of PNLA collaboration series, which is targeted more for that enterprise customers. And you can think of it as like the WCD type of replacement, right? So it's okay. For those high-end customers that are looking for the best experience, user experience from a touch standpoint, but also from a functionality standpoint with that type of product. And on the non-touch or the standard LFD, more of that traditional signage display, we'll be focusing on our ME2 series, specifically around 55-inch and 65-inch. And within those categories, we'll be showcasing the the new benefits or the additional functionality that that series has brought us now with the Sharp brand, specifically around this ME2 series being the first one with a built-in SoC that we have, and we'll be showcasing how we can utilize that SoC with some different CMS partners to run their platform off of the SoC on that series and have an integrated, fully, you know, signage solution.
Yeah, without having to have a separate media player and same management system controlling it all. That's what's going to be key there, is that that sort of like universal connectivity without having the external device potentially, if you want to do it that way. Jennifer, if you had to, you know, it's been a 4-year transition. I remember when we first talked about this, you know, it just seemed like a daunting task. And even though 4 years went by fast, it was still 4 years. And now it's got to feel good to be finally at the show as one entity and sort of have a clear path in front of you. It's going to take a little bit of time to transition all these models away from NEC, but ultimately you are Sharp Business USA now.
Absolutely. At the end of the day, we are Sharp, and going forward, you know, all new products will be under will be under the Sharp logo. And the plan is to continue to transition any remaining mid-life cycle products for the Americas market to the Sharp brand by the end of 2025. So, you know, in the next year and a half, we're going to make that complete transition into Sharp for display technology. So it's really exciting to be at this point. Like you said, it's been 4 years. In some respects, it feels like it's gone by in the blink of an eye. But 4 years, when you just say it that way, sounds like a really, really long time as well. But
we also had this thing that happened during those 4 years too.
this little pause, I think, on the world, right?
Slowed it down a little bit.
Yeah. Slowed it down a little bit, for sure. But yeah, we're really excited. We're excited to be exhibiting at Infocom next week. We'll be in booth 1201. You know, we do have coffee service in the booth. So for, you know, those of you, if you guys want to join us, come in for a cup of coffee in the morning. We are also going to be featuring a caricature artist on one of our collaboration Aquas boards in the show. So feel free to come through, grab a drawing, and have a keepsake when you come away from Infocom coming out.
All right, that's what we're going to do. Steph and I are going to do that. We got to make sure our producer Terry remembers this. Steph and I are going to do the character artists, have them draw us doing Rave TV Live in the Sharp booth. Now, remember, this is a different location than Sharp was 2 years ago. So if you went to Infocom 2 years ago in Vegas, they were in Central Hall. They're now in the West Hall, which is the new hall, in 1201. So don't forget about that. So head over to 1201 to see Sharp. Jennifer, thank you very much for doing this. Thanks for all the support that you've shown us. Thanks for allowing us to do Rave TV in your booth. Keith, as always, thanks for the information. And of course, we're going to go around and shoot individual, probably end up shooting 20 videos in your booth, individual product on every single station, in addition to a booth tour. All that will be at raypubs.com/infocom if you're watching this after the show. Otherwise, go to raypubs.com and type in Sharp in the video search window. And Jennifer, Keith, thank you very much for doing this.
Thanks, Gary. Looking forward to seeing you next week.
Yep. Same.